Good one last night on the road down at Bray. I'm sure you're very pleased with your side's performance away from home and bouncing back from that defeat in the derby against Derry earlier in the week.
Yeah, look, it was a great 3 points, you know, considering the team that Bray had out. I think the performance in the first half, to sum it up, was very, very good. But the second half was quite poor. And, you know, it was a little bit similar to the game against Derry that you referred to on Monday night, where we were very good for 60, 70 minutes. But the last 20 minutes, again, last night, we were very poor. And that was Bray down to 10 men. But we got a good result against a strong Bray side. But maybe time will tell whether Bray can field that side each and every week between now and the end of the year.
Yeah, why do you think it is in recent games, Ollie, that the latter part of the fixture is sort of going away from you?
Well, look, you can look at it and point possibly to fitness. Maybe last night was the fact that we played on the Monday night, you know, in a high tempo game against Derry, and we might have, you know, maybe we didn't recover as well, although we did change a number of personnel to try and keep it fresh. But look, we've conceded goals in the last 10 minutes of a number of games. Last night, Monday night, you know, against Galway, we conceded an injury time winner and they're up next. So yeah, maybe we're not in as good a fitness as what we should be. But then again, we're comparing, you know, with full-time teams that are playing against us.
What about the standard of goals that just converted last night, Ollie? Were you happy with those? I suppose you're happy with any goal that goes in.
Look, it doesn't matter what quality they are. I mean, two of the goals were very, very good. Mark Tillman's free kick. You know, I don't know how he got it in, but he did. You know, there was maybe a shade of good fortune with that. But our first goal, and in particular what turned out to be the winning goal, were very, very good. But at the same time, you know, we should have had the game over and done with, and we let Bray back into it twice. And that is worrying. But Bray, with what they had out last night, were a very good side with serious players and quality players. And I just hope, from a selfish point of view, and indeed for the likes of Harry Kenny's point of view, that they can keep that team together. Because should they lose a few of those players, they wouldn't be maybe the standard of what they were up to now and what they were last night.
Yeah, it's troubled times down at Bray. And could you get that feeling around the club last night before the game and during the match, could you, Ollie?
Yeah, probably in the first half, you know, I spoke before the game to Harry. Yes, you know, we all have problems, without a doubt, but at the moment they have a number. But in the first half, you could see that, and the fact that we went ahead in the second half, and in particular when they went down to 10 men, Bray were excellent, and they fought tooth and nail for Harry Kenny, to their credit. And I just hope they can continue that fight from our point of view, and for Harry's sake, you know, from the selfish point of view, I hope that Bray can stay strong and maybe take points off the teams that are around us and help us in that case. But I'm not quite sure if that'll happen or not.
Well, from a more media point of view, you have to be concerned about Van Harps. Listen, Ollie, you're 5 points clear now of the bottom three. And yes, you're saying that there is, towards the end of the games, that there's issues there that have to be addressed. But at the same time, this is a confidence boosting one as well. Harps have went in the road and have taken crucial 3 points, and this can only add to the confidence of your group of players, can it?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we played, as I said, a very strong Bray side last night and came out of there. It's a long, long while since Finn Harps won up in the Carlisle grounds. So yeah, that certainly will stand to us, we hope. But you know, we're in a fight, and there's no point in me saying anything different. And I know people don't like to hear it, but we're in a dogfight. Regardless of having a little bit of a comfort zone at the moment, we had a 5 point, maybe a cushion a couple of weeks ago, and it quickly went to nothing. And you know, it can quickly go again, and we have to try and fight once more to push on. It'll be a fight to the bitter end, we hope. And you know that. No, we won't be drifting away from that, and please God, we won't be drifting down the way from it either.
Let's look at the new signings. Mark Timlin scoring on his debut last night. A good move for him from Derry, a good move for Harps, taking the Buncrana man to Balbuffet. How did that move all come about, Ollie?
Look, it came about over you know, probably, you know, Mark probably needed game time. And it came about with a few twists and turns in it. But look, Mark wants to be with us, and we're delighted to have him, to put it that way to you. Look, I know Mark, I've worked with him before. Paul Hegarty has worked with him before, actually in Derry. So, like, Mark knows when he's coming into it, we know what we're getting. But probably Mark will be the first person to say that he needs games and to get fully up to speed. But he did well last night, and, you know, like, it'll only go and help him, the fact that he scored a goal as well.
You've also added another player on the goalkeeping front. Harry Doherty has moved away, but Peter Burke has joined from Cliftonville, 21-year-old, any shown man. He's had time in the Irish League. A quality keeper, Ollie?
Peter's a good lad, yeah. I know Peter since he was a kid. Look, you know, when lads go over to England, and Peter is no different, and indeed Harry for that matter, you know, and you can look at throw Mark Tinlan and all into it, there was over in Ipswich. You know, sometimes when they come back, initially it's a blow and it takes a while to get back to the level. But I'd watched Peter play in Cliftonville, as has Paul Hegarty, and Peter did well up there. And look, it came out of the blue to me that Harry wanted to move on, and we wish him, he's a great lad also, we wish him the very, very best in Carrickfergus for Carrick Rangers. So it proved an opportunity for Peter. And I think Peter, you know, with training, will do very, very well for us.
Yeah. Let's talk about another player. There's been a lot of chat in the last couple of weeks about Paddy McCourt, Dolly, and I'm sure you're going to dampen down this speculation, but he's been a revelation at Fun Harps, despite the injury problems that he's had all season. But first and foremost, Paddy McCourt is a Fun Harps player, Ollie.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't know where this has got legs from. To explain it very briefly, there was one inquiry a number of weeks ago about Paddy McCourt. Paddy wanted to stay and fight the battle to try and keep us up and then see where we're at. God knows where any of us will be at the end of the season. So Paddy McCourt wants to stay with us, and we're delighted to have him because he's a huge addition. As I said many a time, not just on the pitch, he's a huge addition to all of us and everyone at the club off the pitch as well, Oisin.
Yeah. Are you going to be adding any more players now in the transfer window, Ollie? Are you still on the hunt to try and bring one or two in, aren't you?
Well, no. To be fair, you know, that probably the Mark Tinlan and the Peter Burke one were two that we were delighted to get over the line. And really, numbers-wise, you know, financially as well, budget-wise, we're at our maximum, and that's it. You know, we'll sink or swim with the group that's there at the moment.
So this is the group that's going to go forward into the next series of games, Ollie, and there are two sides that are fighting like yourselves in the bottom half of the table. You've got St Pat's coming up in a number of weeks' time, and in between all that, you've got Galway next weekend, who nearly took a point off Cork City again last night, and despite where they are at the table, they are below you. They're still going to be a very formidable force and a tough opposition next Friday night at Finn Park, are they, Ollie?
Absolutely. I think the two teams you mentioned there, Pats and Galway, have serious quality players and are both on a very good run. By all accounts last night, Galway should have got something out of Cork, possibly won it, don't mind a draw. And they gave us a run around in Ballybofey way back at the start of the season. Even though we got a draw, they probably gave us the biggest run around of any team, and that's including your Corks and your Dundalks that came there. They beat us in Galway, and we have a very poor record against them over the years, I think. Might have only beaten them once in the last, I don't know how many meetings, including the First Division. I'd say 9 or 10 meetings, to put it that way to you. They have serious players. They have some of the best players in the league, to the credit with Ronan Murray. David Cawley has won a league and is a fabulous player. Lee Grace has developed under Shane Keegan in Wexford and in Galway into one of the top centre-halves in the league. So it'll be hugely, hugely difficult to get anything out of. And, you know, sometimes when expectation is high among the supporters, they underestimate a team just because they're below you. I think Galway are in a false position, to be honest with you, and I don't see them going down, to put it that way to you. And that's the type of quality they'll take on Friday night to Ballybofey.
Yeah, well, if we look at it, Ollie, Galway are currently sitting 5 points behind you and just 2 places below you in the standings. They're in the bottom three. But if you can take a full 3 points against them next week, all of a sudden that's opened up to 8 points, and there's games in the season where you could probably mark that have been important, and that could turn out to be a hugely crucial game, Ollie.
Yeah, it could be. The other side of it is, if Galway beat you, and they're well capable of that, then they're right back on top of you, and we're in the mix again. But I just see, you know, please God, a lot of twists and turns in it, to put it that way to you. where we're in the fight, regardless of the 5-point cushion. I mean, Galway have Cork out of the way. Our game in hand is Cork, if you know what I mean by that. So that's not an ideal game to have in hand with a team that have only dropped 2 points all season. But it's going to be a battle, and I think everyone in our change room realises that what's ahead of them. We'll have good days, please God. We'll also have tough days, as we've had. And just if we can get enough out of those good days to try and make a fight of it. And like we go to Bowes in the last game of the season, where if we're still in the fight, going there with something to play for, to stay up, I think that would be a target itself that we'd be happy to get to.
Okay then, Ollie, many thanks for joining us today. Well done on the points last night, and the best of luck next week in your next outing against Galway.
Great. Thanks, Oisin. Take care. Bye.